Exclusive, amputee Green Beret Jay Collins running in Florida. Biden administration has failed on the international stage. By Jacob Bliss on March 18, 2022. United States Special Forces veteran and Republican candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives F0R Florida. Jay Collins told Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily that he decided to run because he can help fix the nation's problems after President Biden failed on the international stage. Collins, who joined Thursday's show with special guest host Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle, explained that the United States is worth the fight, and that he would gladly give my other leg and both arms, I would give my life for this nation. On the radio show, Collins explained that he was wounded multiple times in combat in Afghanistan, and eventually had to have part of his leg amputated after he took too much damage. The Special Forces veteran told Boyle that after being in Afghanistan for many years and even being embedded with the Afghans, it was heartbreaking to see what happened in the country and how many lives were impacted by Biden's botched withdrawal. To see the Biden administration fail on such an international stage, the way they did is, it's horrifying. It's heartbreaking as a citizen of this country, but as somebody who has stakes in the game, it's completely unacceptable. Collins explained that Biden created an international gap that Russia, China, and Iran were able to step into, which the country is seeing now. Russia escalated its invasion of Ukraine, and China has attempted to use the Ukraine invasion to extend its economic influence on both sides of the war, while Iran might be getting another nuclear deal. In fact, China has even inked an infrastructure deal with Ukraine, surely protecting them from any Chinese invasion. When America leads with courage, honor, and strength, it's peace through strength. When you project power and strength, you keep all things in balance, it's that simple, Collins said, hitting Biden. He further said that Biden has been on his heels, kowtowing down to the Taliban in Afghanistan, asking them for permission to get our people out. And you see that happen on the world stage still, which led the Special Forces veteran to say, we don't need U.S. troops on the ground in Ukraine. If you look back to where our founding fathers started this country, it's a republic, government of the people, by the people and for the people, ultimately. You know, we the people have to be involved in what we are doing, he explained as part of the reason he decided to run. When I stood back, and I watched what was going on, I just wasn't happy, not satisfied with where many of our politicians are taking us. You can't solve problems by printing more money, you can't continue to alienate our brave men and women in law enforcement, and you can't abandon our border, all very simple concepts. And it really came down to the fact that I believe that we have a voice, he said about the current state of politics in Washington, D.C. This is the United States of America. We're the leaders of the free world, the world remembers who we are. It's kind of we, the people of the United States, stand up and remind our elected officials who we are as a nation. That we want our border secure, that we want to balance our budgets, that we don't accept more taxes, Collins continued. And in the end, this is our country. We make the decisions. We elect the people who administer those. And if you're not going to make the right decisions, you will get voted out of power by the American people. And that's what we have to do. Quickly going into the midterm elections, he said, if you can solve a problem, you have an inherent responsibility to solve that problem. He also noted, I believe that we can solve this. I believe that our team can flip the seat, and I believe that ultimately, this nation, this concept, unlike any other government in the annals of history, is worth fighting for. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.